And welcome back to the Hilltop here in Meriden, Kansas, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Flood with you, getting set for the second half of our doubleheader, the regular season finale, and a makeup Big 7 League doubleheader as Jeff West and Nemaha Central get set now to meet on the boys' side. Nemaha Central 13-5, went 10-3 thus far in the Big 7 League. Jeff West is 7-9 on the season and even 5-5 in the Big 7 League. So this game is a makeup and a rematch from January the 16th when Nemaha Central beat Jeff West 46-42. That was a 4-point loss for the Tigers, who have actually had 7 losses this season by 6 points or less. Jeff West has actually lost 5 games by a single possession, 3 points or less. Jeff West has lost 5 games this season. So a lot of tight losses for second-year head coach Matt Simmons, coming off their best campaign in about 12 years here for the Jeff West boys basketball squad. Nemaha Central, meanwhile, has been at it successful for quite a while. 26 years for Coach John Thomas, who's closing in on 500 career wins in his career in Seneca. Nemaha Central was 17-6 a season ago and looking to try to get back to the state tournament with a 13-5 record this season. Again, this, like the girls, it's not a possible could-be sub-state preview. It's a for-sure thing, as these two teams will play on Tuesday night in Seneca as the 4-5 seeds in the first round of sub-state. So a little bit different philosophies tonight. Jeff West coach Matt Simmons has a lot of seniors. In fact, nine or ten of them on this team. And a lot of those seniors haven't played much varsity basketball all year. I think they're going to get a lot of opportunities here in a lot of minutes tonight. For Nemaha Central, John Thomas says, we're going to play it like a normal game. They had lost a couple tight ones to Royal Valley and Holton. Nemaha Central did get right a little bit, beating Riverside in their last outing, 56-51. They are 5-3 in games decided by 6 or less, while Jeff West is 1-7 in games decided by 6 or less this season. So it's been an interesting year in the Big 7 League, Jake, and you've seen these two teams, but tonight will be probably a little bit different. It'll be a little bit interesting to see how they play here tonight before the big one on Tuesday next week in Seneca.
Well, obviously, they're not going to show anything special that they might have been working on, but it's going to be one, again, where, you know, especially with starting lineups, you're going to see both teams kind of starting normal kids that they normally start on their roster. Now, how does that play as the game goes along? Who knows? I mean, again, you mentioned the 10 seniors for Coach Simmons and his crew. That they've got plenty of kids that could see the floor for the first time usually than they normally would throughout the year. But I got to ask you a quick question about the girls' game. Did we name a player to bank on in that girls' contest?
I don't think we did.
I kind of wanted to go back to
that point.
You know, presented by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, modern banking with timeless values. That's Farmer State Bank in Onega. Player to bank on tonight, man. I mean, again, when you're looking at these at the Nemaha Central girls' team, I mean, Cassie Corby's kind of the consistent cog in the wheel, if you will. But part of me, I mean, again, I mentioned it over and over and over throughout the game. To me, Riley Rottinghouse is such a difference maker in that, you know, if she doesn't end up with 11 points, she doesn't play the defense the way she did, I don't think Nemaha wins that game. But I don't know what your opinion is.
I mean, I agree. She scored 9 of her 11 in the second half and 7 of her 11 in the fourth quarter. She made all 3 free throws, so she kind of helped lead that charge in the second half and finished the game strong, and that's what Nemaha girls needed to get the 3-point win.
So, yeah, Riley Rottinghouse, the player to bank on?
You bet. Brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega. Now the starting lineups for this boys' contest. As Jake mentioned, the normal starting lineups, and Nemaha going to play it like normal most of the night. 5'10 junior Zach Kramer in the backcourt with 6'3 junior Carter Lutz. Also, Landon Baker, a 6-foot senior. And the Beck boys inside, Curtis and Marcus, a 6'4 junior twin brother duo that leads his team 13 points a game for Curtis, 12 a game for Marcus. But Zach Kramer and Landon Baker, about 9-10 points a game apiece themselves, almost 4 double-digit scores for this John Thomas coach team. Nemaha will be in the road purples tonight, white numerals and letters trimmed in blue. For Jeff West, their starter, same as it's been most of the year, it is 5 of their 10 seniors, Luke Dickey, Carson Brading, Josh Broxterman, Wyatt Barnett, and Garrett Athon. The Tigers have a trio of guys scoring at least 9 a night. Carson Brading is just shy of 10 points a game. Garrett Athon, 14 points, and Josh Broxterman, 15.5 points to lead the Tigers
and second-year head coach Matt Simmons. So Nemaw won by four the first meeting on January the 16th. Tonight game, well, it'll count for the record and the final standings in the Big 7 League, but it will not affect anything as far as the sub-state first-round game next week. Here's the Thunder taking it to the rack and a foul called as Curtis Beck, after Nemaw Central won the tip, going to the foul line to shoot two. Athon picks up the personal, and Athon's a kid that if he can stay out of foul trouble, he's a big part of this Jeff West team, but he does find himself in foul trouble a lot throughout the year. And Kurt, he's a kid as well. You know, he's kind of a slow starter for this Nemaw Central team, but once he gets going, look out.
First free throw, no good. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. It'll go to Jeff West. Live tonight on 92.1 KMZA Seneca, and streaming worldwide and free as always online at mscsports.net. This is KMZA Seneca, along with studio engineer Kurt Kelman. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you. Luke Dickey has it, and out of Josh Broxton. Good crossover through the lane. Shot block, good LD by Curtis Beck, and the Thunder want to run. Here's Kramer, two on three without numbers, right side. Shot block, but a foul. This one on Carson Brading, so the second foul on the Tigers, and after missing two free throws a moment ago, Thunder going to get two more here from Zach Kramer.
I think this is exactly the start if you want, if you're Coach John Thomas, that you want. Attacking the rim, getting Jeff West in foul situations early in the ballgame, and getting to the free throw line. Kramer makes the first.
Initial point of the night, 29 seconds in. Kramer, 67% free throw shooter, missed the second. Athon touched it, and then it went out of bounds. He couldn't grab it or secure it, so the Thunder will keep the basketball. Jeff West in the home whites with the black faded numbers, letters, and trim. Baker will trigger it in here on the near sideline and does so to Kramer. Now lobbing it up top to Carter Lutz. Both these teams have pretty good size matchup. And Coach Simmons says, we're pretty much just going to play man-to-man all night tonight. They are typically kind of a zone team, use the size and athleticism to their advantage, but I don't think they want to show that or let Nemaha kind of practice and work against
exactly.
It tonight. So they're going to play all man-to-man, Coach Simmons said.
You're going to tire some kids out. Broxman fires up a three that's too strong. And rebound, though, to Barnett.
Now it's stolen away and still loose, and finally a reach-in foul, but it's on Jeff West. And so three fouls on Jeff West just over a minute in. Neither team has been able to make a field goal, and the Thunder have now only made one of four free throws here as well.
But going back to the point about playing man, you're going to tire some kids out, but like we said, this isn't a very important game really for either side. You're okay with going 10 deep on the bench here tonight for Coach Matt Simmons because, again, you don't want Nemaha to have a free hour-and-a-half practice against what they're going to see coming up next week.
Carter Lutz holds it. Broxterman defending him. Here's Baker up top, defended by Dickey. Now to Lutz. They whip it around the horn. It's Marcus Beck on the left side, driving, kicking out. Kramer thought about the three. Patience by Nemaha here. Now a three-point shot by Baker is good. Over the defender, Landon Baker had a good game, scored 13 in the first meeting against Jeff West. First field goal tonight makes it a 4-0 Thunder lead. Now Athon trying to answer his long three straight away. Hit the top and over the backboard. With 6:10 left here in the opening quarter.
Hey, all Thunder fans listening in right now, they know this isn't a surprise what I'm about to say, but Landon Baker, look out when he touches the basketball. That kid can fire it from just about anywhere. The senior, he's one of the best as far as spot shooters for this Thunder team. And when he has any kind of separation, he'll fire it up. Heck, even on a fadeaway opportunity with 6 seconds to go, I watched him against Holton. And he hit a three-pointer to tie the game with 6 seconds to go in that one.
Here's an alley-oop. Marcus Beck struggled to catch it. Now turns and kicks it out to Kurt. He wants to drive, but is cut off, so he'll find Baker up top. That three was his 33rd of the season made a moment ago. Nemaw's made 92 trays this year. They shoot at about a 30% clip from behind the half moon. 5:45 left here in the opening quarter. Kramer down low. Tough little hook shot on the turnaround. Jay, no good. Rebound cleared by Dickey. Dickey up top, Athon, and now to Brady. Brady, a returning reserve guy. Athon and Broxterman were starters a season ago, though Broxterman injured most of the year. Here's a block, and it hit Brady before it went out of bounds. Good defense there by Zach Kramer in the Thunder.
Kramer's quick. He's got great defensive prowess, but you're talking about the Tigers. It's crazy to me that Broxterman and Athon are already seniors. You know, even on Nemaha's side, you know, already with senior Landon Baker. I feel like these kids were just freshmen playing varsity basketball not too long ago.
Marcus Beck forces the shot down low, couldn't get it to drop. Tigers looking to get the goose egg off their scoreboard here on senior night at home. Hand off to Dickey. Now Brading has it one-on-one against Kramer. Like Jeff West, Nemaw Central playing man-to-man D. They play a lot of man, though. Aton taking a look up to Brading. Thought about the NBA three. He'll get a screen from Barnett. Now the pass out to Brockstrom. Just over 3 minutes gone by. 4-0. Nemaw Central on top. Tigers have made only, I say only, 88 threes this season. That's actually about as many as Nemaw Central. Nice post move by Aton, though. Puts it in on the left side.
Little drop step spin in the lane from G.A., and he finds the bottom of the basket to give the Tigers their first basket of the ball game.
4-2. Marcus back out to Carter Lutz. Near side now to Kramer. Three-pointer by Baker again. This one no good. Rebounded by Kramer. Baker missed the three. Let the Thunder get another possession. And they throw it away, and it's out of bounds off Barnett. Boy, Barnett had an easy steal. The ball came and hit him right there, and he just couldn't hang on to it. He'll go out. Tigers bring in another one of their seniors, Brennan Shellman, 6'2 senior.
Again, this is a senior-heavy group, but a lot of them have played nonstop for this team. Kramer on the inbound shot missed. Rebound to Brading for the Tigers, and that's a big possession right there. Tigers get a defensive stop, trying to take advantage on the offensive side, but this team off central defense has been phenomenal.
Brockstrom, what a move. Kind of a under and up and through. Brockstrom drives and scores to tie us at four.
You know, a kid that you think about, if he could have stayed healthy his entire career in high school, what kind of player he could have been.
No doubt he's been a varsity contributor since his freshman year under Coach Ryan West, who spent 5 years here in Meriden. Back down low, foul by Aton, and that's going to be personal number two on Garrett Aton, sending Curtis Beck back to the free throw line.
Said at the beginning of the broadcast how Aton, he finds himself in foul trouble so many times throughout the game this season, and Kurt Beck just doesn't even hesitate. As soon as he got the basketball, went right at Aton and just picked up his second.
Curtis Beck 0 for 2 at the line earlier. He misses this one off the back iron, a 53% foul shooter. Nemaw about 60% as a team. Their average has been going down a little bit as of late. Jeff West about the best free throw shooting team in the league. They're 69%. That's phenomenal. Aton shoots most of their free throws, and he's nearly 80%. This one good on number two. Curtis Beck scores his first point of the night.
5-4, Thunder with the lead again here as Preston Gibson and Luke Juarez check in for the Tigers. Two more seniors off the bench.
Roxton trying to get it out to Brading, who had the ball kind of come up high on him, and they'll call the traveling turnover. It's the second on Jeff West here in this game. 3:17 left first quarter. You know, I was talking about the Tigers. Here's a crazy stat, thinking about Brockstrom and back to Ryan West, who was here for 5 years. Jeff West finished with either somewhere in between 7 and 10 wins for like 6 years in a row. Pretty crazy. And then they went 12-9 last year, their first season under Simmons, and that was their best season in 12 years, going 12-10 last year for Jeff West.
And what's crazy, if you watch Northeast Kansas basketball, as Landon Baker picks up an offensive foul turnover on Nemaw Central, is the quality of athletes Jeff West had. It's not like they were a 7-win team. They easily could have been a 13-14 win team, contending for Big 7 league titles every year.
Nemaw comes away with it as the rebound Shellman couldn't quite control for Jeff West. Baker leaves it for Lutz. He's wide open, but drives by Preston Gibson, trying to hand it off to Kramer, but the ball kicked. It'll stay with Nemaw Central here on their offensive end. 5-4, Nemaw Central with the lead. Yeah, you think about that senior class that graduated last year, like Quinn Neuenswander and Bryce Clements. And, I mean, they had some guys that have been on varsity, it seemed like, for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And very talented. Just couldn't quite break through. And this season, I mean, you look at what could have been. Here's Curtis Beck down low, missing this shot off the iron. Rebound to Shellman. Jeff West, 7 losses by 6 or less, 5 losses by 3 or less. I mean, if they even win half those games, they're setting it 12-7 right now. Just winning half of them. Shot missed for the Tigers. Nemaw wants to run. Hand off, and the layup missed by Kramer. Offensive rebound, Marcus Beck. Easy putback. He didn't even have to jump.
Again, Marcus Beck, I mean, him and his twin brother, Kurt, they bring so much to this game. And when they both get going, they kind of feed off of each other. The trailer that time, Beck, with the putback. Back to your point, yeah, I mean, little things like that, winning those close games are huge.
Brading a three-pointer. Carson Raddings knocking down the triple, is 25th of the year, and we're tied at 7. Seems like Nemo's kind of been in control, but Jeff West has it tied up. Now a kiss off the window. That's a really tough shot for Kurt Beck.
And Kurt, he went right at his defender that time. A nice spin move, drop step to the baseline, and kissed it off the window. Again, look out for these Beck boys. Whenever they get going, this Nemaha team's tough to beat.
Here's Laura Suarez driving and kicking it out to Gibson. He sends it into Showman. Now off to Brading. Fakes the three. Drives off the window with the left hand. And Carson Brading scores again.
That's 5 straight for Brading. And this, keeping this Tiger team in this ball game. And that one was a little bit of a give and go. And a head fake and a kiss off the window.
Marcus nearly lost the handles. We approach the 1 minute mark. Kurt Beck fires a three. Long rebound. Marcus trying to save it in. Does. But to Jeff West. 4 of the 5 fouls against the Tigers, but they have the ball here with the game tied at 9, and Baker tips it into the first throw out of bounds far side.
Landon Baker looked like he was playing safety right there for the Thunder on the gridiron, but he taps that one out of play. Fortunate for if you're Jeff West, that wasn't a turnover, but this team for Nemaha Central right now, they're staying fresh. Tyler Carrity, Cole Hermes check in for the first time to replace Kurt Beck and Carter Lutz. Coach Thomas not going to show too much as well, like we talked about from Jeff West's perspective. Staying man-to-man here defensively. You're going to need a lot of bodies. We're going to do that for 32 minutes.
Tigers nearly turned it over. Good hustle by Gibson to save it in. Over to Dickey. Lob in to Showman. Not many starters out there. Only Broxterman and Dickey. Only 2 starters out there for Jeff West right now. 39 seconds left. And the second foul against Nemaha Central tonight is a personal on Zach Kramer, his first. Still a 9-9 tie. Into Juarez, fakes left, wants the dribble right. Kramer cuts him off, leaves it back for Dickey. Luke averaging about 5 points per game. That is 4th on this team. Shot up, no good. Rebound Marcus Beck. 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
I think the Thunder hold for 1 here. 20 seconds to go. Kramer will back things out to midcourt.
Staying with him, Luke Dickey with the D. Ball nearly deflected to the backcourt. Kramer in some trouble.
Steps on the line.
Tapped over and back. Great pressure by Luke Dickey.
And that's
second turnover on the Thunder.
And that's just court awareness right now if you're Zach Kramer. You got to understand where you're at on the floor. You understand you're trying to run this clock down, but Dickey forces it back, nearly gets the steal on the deflection, then just stepping on the line, not knowing where you're at.
Broxterman has it, 7 seconds to shoot. Nice crossover, JB in the lane. Little 10-foot jumper off left side. No, 3 seconds left. Marcus Beck lets it fly the length of the court, and it wasn't short by much as we got 9 points for both teams after 8 minutes of basketball. We'll take the break. Back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flugjake Spalding back with you here in Meriden. Tigers will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. Garrett Athod back out there, has 2 fouls, finds Broxterman on a backdoor cut. Pass across to Logan Wheeler, another senior in for the first time. Logan Wheeler for Jeff West. Athod working hard down low, scoops it up and in, but he
got shoved on the floor. I thought maybe he was going to call travel for a second, but it was a foul on the floor. No shot. No shot. That would have been a basket in the NBA continuation. Coach Matt Simmons talking to the official and saying, hey, that was a part of his move to the basket, but continuation doesn't count in high school.
Still a 9-9 tie. Broxterman apparently on that far sideline when he caught the ball. He can't believe it. turnover number three on Jeff West.
Two turnovers that we've seen, one by Kramer, one by Brockman, a couple of upperclassmen that should know court awareness that step on a line and turn the basketball over.
Tyler Garrity, Lutz, also Cole Hermish, Zach Kramer, and Curtis Beck out there for the Thunder here to start this second quarter. Tigers still man-to-man. Brockstrom got beat on
nice
the dribble.
Pass.
No backside help, and Carter Lutz lays it in.
You mentioned it. Hit the nail on the head. No backside help. Lutz just drove baseline. No one slid for the Jeff West Tigers. He makes an easy basket. Put the Thunder up by two.
Brading getting a screen, shooting a three. Missed it badly. Rebound to Garrity.
That looked good from this angle, Justin, but he not even close.
Lutz comes down, pops an early tray. No good, but an offensive rebound by Cole Hermish.
Couple threes back-to-back for both teams that maybe weren't what coaches were wanting to see early in a possession.
Near side now, Garrity. Kramer. Back to Garrity, and now Lutz near side to Hermish. Purple jerseys on the offensive attack, leading by two. They've really not trailed, I don't think, yet in this game.
No, up early. Tied a couple times.
Drive, shot blocked. Brockstrom gets the rejection.
A lot of contact, and Hermish is hurt. Garrity.
Hermish slow getting up. There's Garrity, slow getting up. So it's 5-on-4, but the Tigers can't score as Garrity now hobbles back down to the defensive end. Brockstrom will set up shop. 6:10 to go here in the half. Over to Brading, who scored 5 for the Tigers in the first 8 minutes. 5 points to
nice
game high.
Five.
And the feed and the roll-in layup by Garrett Athon.
A little back cut there from Athon. Brading drew the defender into the corner, and Athon cut to the basket. Easy feed, easy layup. We're locked in at 11.
Apparently Garrity okay. Still kind of grimacing there as he passes the basketball up top. Kramer attacks, flips it over to Hermish, and he is...
3 seconds.
In the lane, caught camping, violation, turnover number 3 on Nemahoff.
You don't see that called very often anymore in high school basketball, but
Luke Dickey back in for the Tigers, and they'll check on Garrity as he comes out back into the Nemahoff Central lineup. Excuse me, not back in. And for the first time, Sam McWilliams, a junior. Tied at 11, Tigers with another opportunity to take the lead. Brading to Dickey, inside to Athon. Up top, Barnett swings it to Brading for a three off the iron hard, no good. One and done. Here comes Nemahoff Central. Kramer right in front of Coach Simmons in the Tiger bench. Lutz shoots another long three. It's no good. The offensive rebound by Nemahoff. Boy, they're winning the battle of the boards, no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Again, no body on a body for Jeff West, and the long shots result in long rebounds, and Nemahoff Central is collecting all of them.
Lutz gives this one to Kramer, and now Carter gets it back, wants to drive left side, spins back out, Barnett defending on him. McWilliams, and now Kurt Beck trying
nice
to drive
man.
On Athon. Yeah, spins, got it, banked it home, and one. Taking it right at Athon, who already has 2 fouls.
Exactly right. He knew, again, Athon's got 2 personals, and both now all, or that one was not on Athon,
no.
I don't think, but the first two were on Garrett Athon because Kurt Beck went right at him. He tries to do it one more time, and this time he's at the line, making the basket, plus one. Kurt Beck's a fun kid to watch on the floor.
Going to get a free throw to complete the and one. Now has a team-high 5 points, but he's made only 1 of 4 free throws so far. And Beck makes that one right down the chute, 6 points. It's 14-11. Nemahoff Central boys lead Jeff West. Brading. Guarded by Kramer. Both teams have been man-to-man since the opening tip. Barnett taking a look with those highlighted yellow shoes and a near steal, and Beck does come up with it. Curtis able to steal it away. The 4th Jeff West turnover of the night. Kurt finds Marcus. Back to Curtis. Here he comes, and he laid it in. Boy, a wide-open attempt there. I thought maybe he would slam it down.
But again, Marcus and Curtis Beck, two brothers. They played how much basketball together? A lot over their time growing up, and it's just so fun to watch them two on the floor. Nice give-and-go action there. The Thunder lead by 5. Timeout, Jeff West.
You think they have a running tally of, like, one-on-one games between Marcus and Curtis? Who's got the edge?
I think so. I think you got that little chalk line on the concrete at home.
Biggest lead of the night. It's the Thunder by 5. 3:51 left to go. Second quarter. Nemaw Central 16 and Jeff West 11. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you. Finals in tonight. We'll pass those along to you throughout the evening. D-West girls beat Troy 71-23. That's
wow.
Season on the line type of games in 1A girls. Sub-state action tonight. Lynn girls beat Pike Valley 55-17. Frankfort girls beat Onega 53-26. Clifton Clyde girls, I don't know if that one was quite final, 30-24, the last we had there. Back to action here. Tiger basketball down 5 to the visitors from Seneca. 3:30 to go, second quarter. Brady nearly lost it on the floor. Ball still loose. Looked like Nemaw kind of had it. And it's a jump ball. The possession arrow favors Nemaw Central. Maybe why Coach Thomas there didn't call the timeout. Knew he was going to get it on the jump ball.
Sam McWilliams, he helped get that basketball back to the Thunder there on the turnover bum. Jeff West, their fifth here in the game. And not the possession that Coach Matt Simmons wanted to see out of a timeout.
Showman back in as Preston Gibson goes to the bench. It's Showman, Barnett, Dickey, Broxterman, and Brading for the Tigers. Down though, Marcus Beck, little push there as he lost the handle of the basketball. 4 turnovers on the Thunder. Jeff West pushing it ahead. A three-pointer by Dickey. Might have rushed it, hit the iron a couple times, wouldn't drop. Kurt Beck rebounds. Now Kramer brings it left to right. Crosses over left of the lane. Now back up top, Kurt. Give him a lot of room there. Now Marcus has it at the right elbow. Looking to drive on Shelman. Turnaround jumper, good for Marcus Beck.
Again, another aggressive take. These Beck boys like to spin in the lane, kiss it up and through.
Lead up to 7. Broxterman drives and cuts it back to 5.
That was offhand right there from Josh Brox. He went baseline, switched from the right to the left, and banked it home.
Kramer without the dribble to Marcus. Now Curtis gives it back to Marcus driving, and a foul. Boy, that looked pretty clean. Tigers frustrated, but again, we see a little give and go with the Beck boys.
Yep, again, that's just a... You know that's a set from Coach John Thomas, but it's also kind of like, hey, this has been backyard ball for years for you guys. Just do what you like to do. And Wyatt Barnett, in the you mentioned the highlight shoes. How about those kicks? They are bright on the floor.
Even got the swoosh. Free throw good here, and the lead is 19-13. Athon's still the only Tiger player with 2 personals. They have a total of 6 fouls. Only 3 fouls on Nemaw Central so far in the game as Marcus Beck made the first free throw. He's now got 5 points. Second free throw pending as Kramer goes out and Baker returns for the Thunder. McWilliams still out there with Lutz and the Beck boys. Second free throw good. Marcus, quite a little bit better free throw shooter than his brother. He wins the tally marks on that. 62% to Curtis, who's about 53% at the line.
So what you're saying is in a game of 20, what is that, knockout, that Marcus Beck would win?
I'm saying Marcus might win horse, yeah. Or knockout, yeah. 3 by Broxterman. The defense left
wow.
it for a moment. And a long triple by JB.
7 in the game for Broxterman. He's single-handedly keeping the Tigers in this one.
Second triple for the Tigers. Here's an answer, but it's missed. Rebound rolls off. Juarez hit the deck. And a push foul against Nemaw Central.
You can hear that from up here. Juarez hit the deck. His elbow hit hard, and a foul on Sam McWilliams from Nemaw. Be his first.
Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Tiger possession down just 4 after the Jay Brox 3. It's 20-16. Fourth foul on the Thunder here in the first half tonight. Game that doesn't mean much. And the travel against Jeff West. That is their 6th turnover of tonight. Again, these 2 teams will meet next Tuesday in Seneca in a first-round sub-state game with the winner likely getting number 1 seed Royal Valley. think that Royal Valley Oskaloosa matchup looks a little lopsided on paper coming up on Tuesday. Oskaloosa has to be about the smallest 3A school in the state, I think.
Yeah.
Here's a Kramer three straight away.
Wow.
Ring it up. Zach Kramer.
Confidence right there from your junior guard. Coming off of the screen. Popping at top of the key. But yeah, Oskaloosa, they play the Northeast Kansas League. They don't play in the Big 7 League.
Oxterman at three and saved in. Oh, no, his foot on the line as Lutz tried to save it in. So Oxterman kind of feeling it, a bit guarded there. Coach Simmons going to offer some words of advice with a minute 22 to go in the half. The Tigers will get it back here on their offensive end, trailing by seven. Oxterman has 7 points. Curtis Beck has eight. Marcus Beck, six for Nemaha Central. Tigers underneath their own basket. Dickey to Broxterman, three-point shot, missed it long, but a rebound by Shellman. Tigers getting a couple extra chances this possession down the floor. Eighth on his return to the game for Jeff West. Fancy dribbling into the lane, contact, and a foul on the floor. It's only team foul number five. Tigers will keep it here, 70 seconds to go.
You said fancy dribbling. That is so true about Garrett Athon. He's a kid. He's, I mean, standing 6'4". Likes to dribble the basketball, tries to do a lot of work and head fake, and ends up turning the basketball over a lot when he does that. He's a big guy. Go down on the block and work hard.
He can shoot from the outside. He's made 16 three-pointers on the year. Nice take here, and a finish by Luke Dickey, and a blocking foul. Dickey's got his first points of the night. Chance for a three-point play.
And right there, in my opinion, Justin, that's where the half circle needs to come into play in high school basketball.
Underneath the basket.
Underneath the basket because, yes, in high school that could definitely be called a blocking foul, but it seemed like the reason why was because he was too far underneath the basket. That makes it difficult for fans to understand.
Free throw no good. The lead remains five. Second personal on the way against Landon Baker. Kramer ahead to Baker. Now back to Zach. Kurt, Marcus, and Lutz out there. Starting five for Coach John Thomas. Skip pass. Kurt goes up to get it. Now back to Marcus off the screen. Into the far corner. The pass goes off to Lutz. 23-18. Nemaha Central's led throughout. Won the first meeting by four. They're looking for win number 14. And Coach Thomas says, pull it out here. Let's hold for one shot.
And last time this happened, Zach Kramer with his dribble stepped on the midcourt line. Dickey guarding him again this time. 20 seconds remaining.
Crossover and gets free into the lane all the way and missed the layup. The tip by Beck won't go. Juarez has it. 12 seconds remaining. They don't hold for one there. Now the pass. Nice find and a wide open layup for Luke Dickey in transition.
Luke Juarez with the assist.
Lutz a long, long, long three. No good at the buzzer, and it's a three-point game at the break. Nemaha Central 23 and Jeff West 20. We were tied at nines at the end of one. Thunder led by as many as seven, but up by just a trio here at the half.
The big thing right there, Coach John Thomas is going to say, guys, yes, you had a runaway layup, but we wanted the final shot of the half, make or miss. We go in up by five. As a result, a runout for the Tigers, and Luke Dickey with the layup following the pass from Luke Juarez. Three-point deficit for the Tigers at halftime.
We'll take the break back in a couple minutes for our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on Kansaland Radio.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you here in Meriden. Our halftime score, Nemaw Central Boys 23-20, leading Jeff West. It was a three-point win for the Nemaw Central girls earlier tonight. Now the Thunder trying to make it a sweep here in this makeup final game of the regular season. A few team stats. Nemaw Central 5 of 9 at the line, and Jeff West 0 for 1, so that just kind of tells you that the aggressor in that first 16 minutes was certainly the Thunder. They had a big advantage on the glass as well. They hit two threes. Both teams did, in fact. But also, Jeff West had three more turnovers, 7-4. Tigers, 7 turnovers, and Nemaw Central only with 4 at the break. Big lead of 7 at one point, tied 9-9 at the end of one. But Jeff West playing a few different guys, allowing some other seniors some additional minutes here tonight. But, hey, they're hanging with Nemaw Central so far, no doubt.
Again, you look at it on paper, and this should be an easy win for Nemaw Central, right? I mean, again, these two teams played earlier in the year, and Jeff West has got, what, 6 games decided by 5 points or less. You know, again, Jeff West is needing this game, I would say, not as much as Nemaha is, though. You know, Nemaha has kind of stumbled down the stretch this season. Nemaha Central was right up there. They had a slow beginning, and then you look at the game against Perry, the game against Holton. You know, Nemaha Central started to find ways to lose games instead of starting finding ways to win games down the stretch. I think this game is more important for Nemaha Central. The reason being, yes, they're going to play each other next week, but Nemaha Central is a team that they need to regain that confidence that they can win these close games. They can win games against Big 7 League opponents because you're going to have to go through Big 7 League opponents to go to state tournament again. Again, the winner of these two on Monday will likely have to play against Roll Valley in the semifinal round. Again, these are games you don't want to be behind by more than 5 or 6 points than when it goes into the fourth quarter against a team like Roll Valley. But even Roll Valley's kind of stumbled down the stretch. So I feel like this sub-state is very much wide open when you're talking about the 4 and 5 seeds being Nemaha and Jeff West, and they have a really, really good shot of winning that sub-state. Man, you throw everything out because these teams are trying to find that momentum. That's why I think tonight's game is so much bigger for Nemaha Central against Jeff West. A really good first half there for the Thunder. One area that they need to get a little bit better at, you know, in that first half is just, I want to say, just understand the game situations. I mean, again, Zach Kramer, right before the end of the first quarter, steps on the half-court line to turn the basketball over. Right there with 12 seconds to go, Kramer misses a layup. Jeff West gets a run-out layup to end the half. You know, going into halftime up 5 without an extra turnover is a lot different than going into halftime up 3 with that last turnover as your last opportunity before halftime. Confidence is such a big part of basketball. Right now, coming out of this halftime break, Jeff West has more confidence than Nemaha Central, even though they're down by 3.
One thing I wanted to touch on is you were talking about substate there for a little bit. The biggest difference in the girls' 3A substate is Sabetha's the boys. As in the girls, you have the top 5 seeds are all the best 5 teams in the Big 7 League. Well, on the boys' side, you have Pleasant Ridge and Marysville that are actually the number 2 and the number 3 seeds. So it's kind of interesting on that side of the bracket, unless maybe Hiawatha can pull an upset at Pleasant Ridge. Marysville, a 3-point shooting team.
But that'll make that sub-state a little bit different as Sabetha and Hiawatha at the bottom, the 7 and 8 seeds looking to pull monumental upsets in the first round.
Hey, I'm going to speak to that point you just made about the 2 and 3 seeds just for a moment. Both teams don't play in Big 7 League action.
Marysville's got a pretty good schedule. A lot of 4A teams.
Marysville does, and they are a good three-point shooting team. And who's their opponent, you said? For Marysville in that opening round. But I'm going to speak on
Sabetha,
okay. I'm going to speak on Pleasant Ridge here for a moment. And the reason why I'm going to speak about Pleasant Ridge is because Pleasant Ridge has a phenomenal record, but they play in the Northeast Kansas League. Northeast Kansas League is probably the lesser of all four of our area leagues around here. It's just because of smaller schools. I mean, it's nothing against the kids themselves. Just smaller schools, smaller competition. You look at Pleasant Ridge, and you look at a team like Valley Falls, for instance, as well. Valley Falls is smaller than Pleasant Ridge in size, but Valley Falls wins the Northeast Kansas League this year. Or you can say they split. I don't know how it's going to shake out. Pleasant Ridge goes 12-1 in the NEKL. Valley Falls went 13-3. The head-to-head matchup, the only one, went to Valley Falls. My point I'm getting at is Pleasant Ridge hasn't played a team, you know, like Sabetha. They haven't played a team, even though Sabetha struggled this year, they haven't played a team like Sabetha. They haven't played a team like Hiawatha, and they sure have not played a team like Nemaha Central, Royal Valley, or Jeff West. And so that's where, you know, seedings are very important in the sub-state, but Pleasant Ridge are the two, I believe, right, in that sub-state? I'm questioning.
No, they're the three.
They're the three.
Hiawatha's the six at three seed.
But still on the opposite side of Royal Valley. And so, you know, those three, four, five, six seed teams, they've all got a very good shot of making it through to face off against Royal Valley or the winner of this game.
Should be interesting. Next week we will be broadcasting sub-state basketball six nights in a row. I got to get you the final stats here. We got caught up in a bunch of other stuff. But
we go down rabbit holes a few times.
They had five guys score in the first half. Curtis Beck with 8, Marcus Beck with 6, 4 points for Zach Kramer, a 3 for Landon Baker, and 2 for Carter Lutz. For Jeff West, they were led by Josh Broxterman with 7 points. Garrett Athon and Luke Dickey both have 4. Carson Brading has 5. So our halftime score, Nemaha Central Boys 23 and Jeff West 20. By the way, 2 fouls for Garrett Athon of Jeff West and 2 fouls for Landon Baker of Nemaha Central. We owe you one more timeout. We'll step away for a quick 90 seconds here and return for third quarter action on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring is about to open your growing season, but it's also closing your crop insurance window. This is Michaela Schoyantz. Contact your local SBS insurance agency, your rain and hail independent agent, now to review your policy. Make sure you have a comprehensive risk management program that covers your entire farming operation. Get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And we're underway here in the third quarter. Back to basketball. Three-pointer missed by Josh Broxterman to start the third quarter for Jeff West. Three-pointer made by Marcus Beck for Nemaha Central. So
yes.
The Thunder now lead by 6.
Straight away three there by Mark. He was just confident with it. One pass, one shot, 3 points for the Thunder. They lead by 6.
Jeff West in the home whites, moving left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. Starting 5, 3 by Athon. That's no good. The 3 threes attempted to begin the third quarter. 2 misses by Jeff West and 1 make for Nemaha Central. Lutz Kramer lobbing it to Kurt Beck. Turns around and shoots it in.
Throw it up, let the big man go get it, Justin. Turnaround bucket is good. Kurt Beck and the Thunder now lead by 8. I think Coach Thomas had some words to say at halftime.
Biggest lead of the night now for Nemaha Central. Both teams will continue to play man-to-man. 6:40 to go here in the third. Eighth on trying to give it back to Broxton and just kind of lost the handle. Turnover for Jeff West, the seventh one of the night.
Yeah, big turnover there.
Kramer, nice feed. Kurt Beck able.
Wow.
No, he missed the layup that time.
That's
pretty good.
Those are the ones that will haunt you, Justin. An easy wide open layup.
Eighth on traveled. Man, he caught it and he couldn't believe he was so wide open. I think he was kind of thinking about a three, but then as he went to take off and saw that C parting there towards the basket, he traveled.
Meanwhile, Central dared him to shoot it right there. He hasn't made an outside shot tonight, and they said, okay, we'll let you shoot that. And he said, I'll try to take it to the basket, but took an extra step before he did so.
The team's been real great from the outside. Here's Baker at three. That's short. Barnett rebounds for Jeff West. Barnett, Brading, Brocksterman, all the killer bees with Athon and Dickey out there. Here's Athon reverse layup underneath. That's a higher percentage shot.
A very good job by him, but waiting for the opponent to slam down on the baseline with a one power dribble reverse lay-in is good. Easy find.
Yeah, and an easy bucket again. This is Marcus, or Kurt Beck, rather. Kurt's got 12. Marcus has 9, and ball went out of the gym into the commons area.
And they've got to switch the basketball? No. Okay. Thought they were going to, you know, that was a COVID thing where the ball goes out in the commons area, got to switch it out or not?
The C word gets brought up. Dang it. I've been about 3 weeks,
fault,
dude, on
my
a broadcast
fault.
Without mentioning
it. Whoops.
Thunder back up by 8, matching their largest lead of the night. Boy, they're getting some easy high percentage shots this half. Here's a 3, and that one's hit by Carson Brading. Second triple for him tonight. He's got 8 points, and it's a 5-point game.
Doesn't matter if it's Carson or his older brother. If there's a Brading on the floor, you watch out because they can hit it from anywhere. Brading bringing the Tigers back within 5. They needed a big shot right there, and they got it from a senior.
Marcus and Kurt playing a little catch. The Beck brothers up top. Now Lutz near side to Baker with 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Baker off balance. Tough turnaround shot. No good. Rebound off the hands of Athon, but to Barnett, and here comes Brading. Tigers looking to push it. Brading all the way and missed it. Follow no. Rebound by Kurt Beck.
The way we just saw Curtis and Marcus kind of playing any over on the front side a minute ago. Do you think we can call them the Splash Brothers as well?
Three by Zach Kramer. Any over. I haven't heard that one for a while either.
That's my golf game when I can't chip onto the green.
Broxterman drives and he gets a layup. I feel like there's not a lot of good defense being played right now.
I don't think so. Again, man-to-man, you're playing it the entirety of the night. Guys are getting tired quickly. They lose their man pretty quickly on the floor.
Tough little fadeaway. I also feel like neither team's running much half-court offense right now. Maybe they haven't had to, but they've put up a lot of shots.
It's like backyard basketball right now.
It's a 3-point game, 30-27. Thunder lead, as Thomas calls a set here, and we got a foul on
Wyatt Barnett
trying to defend Curtis Beck. I mean, I got to be honest. If I was defending one of those Beck brothers, I'd have to foul a little bit too. You know,
yeah.
You got Barnett out there giving up a lot of inches and trying to hold his ground. He'll pick up the foul as second.
Not only giving up inches, but, you know, no offense to Wyatt Barnett, but he can't jump like the Beck brothers can't either. So you got to be prepared for that as well. So you got to just hold the jersey down.
Nice backdoor cut, the pass, and an open layup for Marcus Beck. Boy, the Beck boys have combined for 9 here in the third quarter already for Nemaha Central.
You think they're as advertised?
They're good. They'll be back next year, by the way.
That's right.
Just juniors. Athon, tough pass through the legs of Shellman. Kramer gets it, goes around Broxton at half court, drives and kicks it out to Baker. 3:40 to go here in the third. Kurt Beck back to Baker. Drives underneath. Nice find. Looks with a wide open layup.
No look pass that time. Baker looked like he was going to try and make that off the glass. Drew the backside defender and Lutz with a good back cut. Thunder just like that, back up by 7.
Brading threw it away, trying to hit Broxterman, but he was heading towards the top of the circle as well. 3 of the 9 turnovers for Jeff West now in this third quarter, and we have an update. We're talking a little bit about the Centralia Clifton Clyde girls game. The winner gets Topsy Jackson Heights. They're double overtime
Gee,
now.
Many Christmas.
Pretty good one. Now another 3 by Baker, and that one cooked right from the oven. Baker with his second triple.
That was hot.
10 points and a layup at the other end for Broxterman. JB's got 11. It was 10-point lead for a moment.
He's finding his best offense by just attacking the rack. As you mentioned, defense has not been very good here in the second half for either side. And just attack the rack. You're finding some layups.
Lutz, layup, no. Kramer can't hang on. It's Tiger ball. 2:45 to go. Only one foul here in the third quarter. And again, not a lot of defense.
No.
And offensively, the shot's going up pretty quick. Some of them pretty easy. A few of them have missed. But all of a sudden, Emaw up 10 a moment ago. Now up 8.
Flying by in this third quarter as well. I mean, no stoppages, no timeouts, no fouls. A lot of scoring going on here. And an offensive foul here on Shelman.
Moving screen.
This officiating crew's on top of that. That's the fourth time tonight between guys and girls games that they have called a moving screen.
Shelman didn't like it. Simmons didn't like it. Matt Galley comes over and explains it to Mr. Simmons and points to the bench telling him to sit down. Now he tells him a second time, and now he gives him a warning.
That's an official. I remember him from when I was in high school playing. He's been doing it a long time.
From like Axon, I believe.
Yes.
Matt Galley, yeah.
He's the one that teed me up as a freshman in high school.
Haven't let that go, have you?
Nope. Why would you?
8-7 rebounds off the Nemaw Central miss. How about the, was it just like your classmate out there, Ethan Holliday? Now he's a little younger than you, probably.
He's 2 years younger than me.
Yep.
Yep.
He's out there. Yep. Repping tonight.
That's what's funny when you look at some of these official groups and stuff anymore, and some of these officials are probably thinking, and I remember when I had to officiate a game when you were playing, and I didn't like you as a player, but.
Coach Simmons trying to get his money's worth now against Holliday down there. Couldn't win the battle with Galley, and this shot here on the turnaround J by Garrett Athon. Here come the Thunder, leading by 8. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Baker.
He thought about it.
About 5 feet behind the three-point line. Down, though, Marcus.
Nice.
That's
line.
The shot you want. He's going to make it more often than not as Marcus with a huge third quarter, now game-high 13 points.
Phenomenal steal on the block that time for Marcus Beck, and a good feed, and he makes it look easy when you're 2 feet away from the basket.
Brading got kind of tripped up there, but keeps the ball. Then a reach-in foul on Zach Kramer. It'll be his second, team foul number 2.
Another factoid about that T I was just talking about. You know who the team was that we were playing against?
Jeff West.
Nemaha Valley. Cousin of mine was playing over in Nemaha Valley, and I boxed him off into the bleachers. Official did not like that very much.
I feel like I've heard this story a couple times.
That's back when Mar Hill Math Academy was a part of the Big 7 League.
And Effingham?
Yep.
And not Riverside.
No, not Riverside, not Perry.
What the Riverside boys this year? I mean, the Big 7 may not have the ranked teams that the girls do on the boys' side, but, I mean, 1 through 8.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 through 6, Sabetha and Iowatha have struggled a little bit, but, I mean, Sabetha beat Royal Valley at the top, or Sabetha beat Holton.
Holton, yeah.
And who beat Royal Valley? Riverside beat Royal Valley? I mean,
yeah.
There's some parity. It's been pretty good balance and depth, I feel like.
Foul here on Nemaha as Jeff West take it out underneath their own basket. But, yeah, I mean, they get 2 shots on this. They will. 2 shots coming up here for Dickey. But 10-point Thunder lead, 1:20 to go in the third quarter. But, I mean, again, the parity, because the two teams at the bottom were a couple of teams that were in the top 5 a year ago, you know, in Hiawatha and Sabetha. You know, Holton, Riverside, a couple of teams that have been kind of bottom feeders for the last few years, kind of finding that groove with that core group of sophomores to juniors that are finally kind of getting that varsity experience. And then you've got, you know, your staples and Jeff West, Nemaha, staying at the midway point of the Big 7 League and at the top tier.
39-30 after Luke Dickey made 1 of 2 free throws. He's the only guy that shot a free throw for Jeff West tonight. Tigers only 1 of 3 at the line, crazy enough. All deflected away from Cole Hermish. But he gets it back and finds a wide-open Landon Baker for the left side layup. I feel like I've said open layup a lot here in the third quarter.
Just a few times, and that's, again, high-percentage shooting. Thunder team, they are not getting tired. Defensive effort is strong.
Baseline runner no good by Barnett, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Now down 11 with 45 seconds to go. So the Big 7 League boys standings, Royal Valley wins it this year, a second year in a row. They went 12-2. I mean, they lost 2 league games.
Yep.
And then Nemaha 10-3, and then Perry LeCompton at 9-5, finishing third in the league, just a game ahead of Holton. And then Riverside behind them. So 5 teams with winning records. Jeff West just ahead of Sabetha and Hiawatha there towards the bottom. But, yeah, pretty good parity. I guess Holton did finish just ahead of Riverside. So Holton finished 4th. Riverside 5th in the final league standings.
And that's what's crazy.
2nd. Perry 3rd.
That's what's crazy about, you know, like that Perry LeCompton win over Holton the other night. you know, determined the flip right there in the top three.
Holton didn't get one of their league games in against Riverside, so that kind of hurt both those teams for another opportunity as well. 33 seconds left. Logan Wheeler back in. Lost
nice
it down low to Showman, but his shot was blocked by Lute. Then he got it back and scored, but they wipe off the basket and say a foul against Nemaha on the floor.
Once again, continuation there. Jeff West wanted the basket to count, but again, you cannot continue with your shot, with your rhythm in high school basketball. Once the foul is called, unless you are in the act of shooting.
Inbounds, but a missed shot. Preston Gibson might have rushed it just a bit. Thunder have won this quarter 18-10. The offenses have found more success here in the second half. Thunder going to try to hold for the final shot here for the third time in this game.
First two times did not work very well as both of them ended up in turnovers. This time, though,
Jeff West foul.
Third on Wyatt Barnett.
Team foul number five. Lead is 11, and the Thunder looking to add to it here at the end of this period. Out to Baker. Fakes the three, drives, dumps it underneath. Shot good. Another layup. It's Cole Hermish scoring for the first time tonight.
Wow.
That'll take us to the fourth. Biggest lead of the game. It's a Baker's dozen, 43-30. Nemaha Central leading Jeff West. We're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Start of the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central just completed a 20-10 third quarter. Different players out there here to begin the fourth. For Nemaha, it's Kramer, Kurt Beck, Baker, Tyler Garrity in there, and also it's Cole Hermish. Thunder content to work it a little bit. Carson Brading, Luke Dickey, Garrett Athon, Josh Broxterman, and Wyatt Barnett, starting five for Coach Matt Simmons, and a turnover on Nemaha Central. I believe their first turnover this half. Yep, five for the game. So a great third quarter there, pretty efficient for the Thunder.
All start on the defensive side for Nemaha Central. They found ways to slow down this Tiger offense and not allow them hitting any shots from the outside.
Athon spins, turnaround jumper, no, rebound, and Dickey fouled. He's heading back to the line for two more free throws. The only Tiger to shoot free throws tonight.
That's another bench warning. That should have been a technical foul. That's the second one.
So Holiday visiting with Matt Simmons. He got warned by the other official earlier, and Simmons isn't happy. He's certainly a competitor, fiery guy, was a great basketball player, Great Bend High School, then Barton County Community College in Great Bend, then played 2 years at Fort Hays State. He was the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year. So, you're Defensive Player of the Year, you're a competitor, right?
A little bit, and when your team is not playing good defense, that makes you even more of a competitor. Maybe things get frustrating a little bit more.
Dickey hits both free throws here, and he now has 7 points for Jeff West. Dickey 3 of 5 now at the line and makes it an 11-point Nemaha Central lead. Just over 7 minutes remaining here in the ninth. Cole Hermish to Baker, and now Garrity near side to Kramer. Kurt Beck at the high post. Garrity drives right. Dickey cuts him off. Fouls are 6 and 3. 6 for Nemaha. 3 fouls on Jeff West is all here in the third quarter. Coach Simmons can't be too unhappy with that.
Nope.
Six this losing close games thing has been a problem at Jeff West, not just this year. That's a block by Brady. What a swat away from Cole Hermish.
He caught that pass, probably thought he had another open layup.
That's an easy layup right there for Hermish. And Brady, he's not a big guy.
Carson Brady, a 5'10" senior. Hey, he's like our height, man. He swats that away.
But, yeah, you were alluding to a point that this has been something that's happened for years here at Jeff West.
Tough turnaround shot. Good for Zach Kramer on the inbounds play under the Thunder basket. Lead back to 13. Kramer has scored 6. No prolific scoring nights tonight, but decent balance for both these teams. Dickey couldn't get off the 3. Barnett set the screen. Now he gives it back to him on the give and go. Barnett to Dickey. Luke working on a career night. He's now got 9.
Now he's having a phenomenal game here tonight for the Tigers. Giving them an outside shot still. Down by 11, though. Nemaw Central has just played a phenomenal second half. We said that in the girls' game as well. Lady Thunder found ways to work their offense and turn up their defense. The guys in the nightcap doing the same thing.
Deal for Jeff West, and hey, it's Luke Dickey again. Playing his final home game of his career on the basketball court. Broxton able to finish in transition. Tough layup to set on the front iron, and it drops. JB's got 13.
He elevated, kind of hung up in the air. Coach Thomas said, I'm going to stop this run right here. Timeout on the floor, 45-36, Thunder with the lead. Coach JT wants to take a full timeout.
We'll take it with him, 30-second break, here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
45-36, our score here in Meriden. The Nemaw Central girls won by 3. And Nemaw Central boys have never trailed tonight. It was 9-9 at the end of one quarter. They were up by 3 at the half. Up 13 coming into the fourth, but now Jeff West has got it back to a 9-point game. Gotten a couple steals and been able to go to the basket, made some free throws. I mean, it's not 3-point shooting getting them back in this game.
And that'll happen. I mean, that will come back for the Tigers. They will hit some threes here. If Nemaha Central, momentum is a big thing, and if Nemaha Central can't score a few baskets here, look for the 3-ball to start coming into play for the Tigers.
Kurtbeck almost carried the basketball on a drive. Now Marcus down low. Garrity fakes. Turnaround jumper left short. Tip Nemaha has it. It's Kurtbeck. Shot blocked. As Aethon put Kurtbeck to the floor. I think that's foul number 3 on Garrett Aethon. Or no, maybe it's on Barnett.
I couldn't tell though. 4 or 3. 33.
33 is Barnett. And this is 4th. 5:18 to go. Kurtbeck to the line where he's made just 2 of 4. Five, but Nemaw Central's been pretty good. They've made 5 of 9 free throws as a team. First of 2, no good. Thunder have made 4 3-pointers tonight.
These free throws are going to be important right here. Nemaw Central up by 9.
Both free throws miss. Rocksterman clears the rebounds, and now a foul on Marcus Beck. That's silly, that far away. I mean, his team foul number 7, so you put the other team at the line, 1-1 with the clock stopped, so just kind of a silly foul. Those are the little things that Coach Thomas has talked about the last couple of years, and he's had a tough time kind of getting a read on his team. He says it's frustrating at times. He said, I love these guys because they're just all kind of happy-go-lucky. They can take it, they can leave it, they can, you know, just kind of go with the flow. He's like, I don't have anybody with that killer instinct, at least like that focus and the mentality sometimes that they're looking for. But I go, Coach, I mean, look what they've done in football the last couple of years stepping up. I said, look what you did in basketball last year. I mean, I know they're gamers, but I think at times just a little bit too lackadaisical for Coach Thomas's style.
I mean, he's 26 years into his tenure, so you think about some of those big guys that he had over his career up in Nemaha. Second free throw is made, 2 for 2 from the line. It's Broxman. I can't think of the kid's name. About 10, 12 years ago, stud post guy, 6'4", just solid as a rock. And I feel bad because I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, you had kids like that who were had that killer instinct and had, I mean, every single rebound, every single shot, he was getting that rebound. And, yeah, this Thunder team doesn't have quite that. But they've got some guys that are silky smooth on the court, though.
I remember the Schultes and the Oberdings. I mean, Colin Oberding, Patrick Schulte. When I started thinking of Nemaw players of the past.
Schulte is who I'm thinking of.
Well, he wasn't a big guy. He was a guard. I know you're not thinking of Pat Stroffman, but he would
love
us and send us flowers for mentioning his name on a 92.1 broadcast.
Yes, he would, old Pat. Not who I'm talking about. Sorry, Pat.
Boy, the Tigers had a chance there down 7 after 2 missed free throws by Nemaw Central, but they missed the shot. So now the Thunder will work a little clock. 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter.
I'd prefer chocolate, though, not flowers, Pat.
Here's Lutz off the window, too strong. Rebound and a foul on Zach Kramer. That's 8 fouls, so we go to the other end for more free throws. So, boy, Nemaw allowing Jeff West to get back in this game with silly fouls on the defensive side of the court for Jeff West. And they get a walk to the other end and shoot with the clock stop. Chance here to pull within 5. It'll be Braden going to the line this time. And his substitution is Tyler Garrity comes in, replacing Zach Kramer. 1-1 here. Braden has to hit the first. It's his initial free throw attempt tonight, and he got it.
Big free throw there, getting the front end, earning the second. And this game, though, was 11 points, 12 points a moment ago, down to 6. Big part of that, free throws.
Yeah, here in the fourth quarter now, Jeff West has made 5 of 6. Is that one
offensive
no good?
Rebound.
But Brockstrom rebound. Tip won't go, and finally Marcus Beck has it for the Thunder. Up the court, Baker a 3, no good. Out of bounds off Nemaw, and again, fouls, and then coming down, shooting a quick 3 without running any offensive time off the clock. John Thomas is sitting on the bench with his hands up in the air. He says, "What are we doing?"
Hardly any time came off the clock, like you said.
Maybe right back to him.
Maybe 10 seconds. Again, only 14 fouls on Jeff West, 8 on Nemaw. And a big shot here for the Tigers. If it's a 2 or a 3, you're going to have to see John Thomas timeout coming up.
Braden drives. Shot blocked by Kurt Beck. Athon had it. It's off the foot of Lutz, I believe. The players pointing each direction.
And this might be a jump
together
ball.
To talk.
This might be a jump ball. I don't think either official had a great decision of it. Great visual for it, and they're going to go for the possession. It will stay with Jeff West, but that switches the alternate position after this entry to Nemaw.
Come on, 3 guys out there watching, and nobody saw who the ball went out of bounds off of? Come on, here's a 3. Brockstrom had airballed it. Now a lob to the other end. Kurt Beck catches up to it, and then the shot is blocked by Preston Gibson. What great hustle and effort by Preston Gibson. The crowd loves it. 45-39. Thunder going to keep it here on their offensive end. 3:32 to go as we just passed 9 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Clifton Clyde girls beat Centralia in double overtime, 49-46. So the Clifton Clyde girls will get top seed Jackson Heights next Thursday night in Centralia. It won't be Centralia on their home court. Here's Lutz, and a little bit too fancy of a pass. Right idea. Good ball movement there. And a nice set, but pass had a bit too much pepper on it. The Thunder turned it over for the 8th time here tonight. 3:21 to go. With Jeff West getting a ton of opportunities right now. They were down 13 coming into this fourth quarter. They're within 6, and it's Coach Simmons that calls the timeout. I think he's going to tell his team here, let's get a good shot. Boy, they're leaving the door open for us, and opportunity to knock it down. We'll step away for the timeout. 45-39, Nemaw Central boys leading in Meriden on KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Back to Meriden with a 6-point contest here on KMZA 92.1 FM. Justin Fook, Jake Spalding with you. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. Tiger basketball out of their timeout. Brady, Nathan, Barnett, Dickey, and Broxterman. It comes off the screen, top of the key, can't get off the three. The ball goes inside to Nathan, back out, three, and it's short by Luke Dickey. Rebounded by Nemaha Central. Curtis Beck and Marcus Beck, Kramer, Baker, and a foul. Also out there is Tyler Garrity right now for the Thunder. This foul is against Jeff West. It's on Garrett Aethon. That is a third personal on him. Team foul number five, and
they just called an intentional foul.
And that was away from the ball.
Yeah,
so
Aethon and Beck were tangled up running down the floor together, and Aethon kind of pulled at him. They were tangled up from the rebounding portion of the final last shot by Dickey. So he kind of got locked up. They wouldn't separate, and Aethon a little over-aggressive. He will pick up the intentional. So Marcus Beck at the line shooting some free throws. So he misses the first one.
That's pretty big, the technical with 2:58 to go. The Tigers on this fourth quarter were on a 9-2 run before the technical. One out of two free throws, good for Nemaha. So, yeah, that stops a 9-2 run when they had crawled back within six, and they had the ball a couple times down six and couldn't get any closer.
And the good thing, again, the reason why they're calling this just intentional, the big difference between intentional and technical,
yeah.
He's not getting two fouls on him, Garrett Aethon is, as he would in a technical situation because they would call the foul on the four plus the extracurricular. Just the intentional foul, so two free throws makes one out of two to Beck, and the ball stays with Nemaha Central up by seven.
Thunder going to work a little offense, as Coach Thomas, I'm sure, talked about during that last timeout. Take care of the basketball. They're looking for win number 14 on the season. Jeff West and Nemaha Central have both played man-to-man defense the entire night since the opening tip-off here tonight. Baker's got it. Lob down low, Kurt Beck, and he's fouled, and that's going to end the night. Personal number five on Wyatt Barnett. It will foul out with no points here this evening.
Senior night for him did not go the way he had hoped.
That'll bring Shellman back into the contest with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Only foul number six, so the next foul will put Nemaha at the line for the 1-1. They lead by seven, inbounds to Kurt Beck, shot over eighth on no, rebounded by Josh Broxterman.
So a ball game, though, 2 minutes to go, and all it takes is a couple shots for Jeff West. Thunder, they have stayed in man-to-man.
Shellman, three, almost banked by Shellman. Broxterman rebounds, turnaround jumper at the foul line, no good.
That was too quick of a shot if you're Jeff West. Broxterman didn't really have much of a control. He forced it up. Now you're going to start seeing Jeff West extend their man-to-man past the perimeter. Fouls might be coming here shortly. 90 seconds to go.
And there's one that'll put Zach Kramer at the line for a 1-1, 67% free throw shooter. .136 remaining here in the contest. And a timeout called by Coach John Thomas. So we'll step away one more time. 46-39, free throw for the Thunder. When we come back, they lead it by three possessions, a seven-point game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KMZA.
Basketball coming up tomorrow night. A couple of 1A boys sub-state quarterfinal games. We will have D West at Centralia here on 92.1 KMZA tomorrow night. 7 o'clock tip-off. Troy at Jackson Heights on 103.9. Scoreboard show tomorrow night will recap scores from this evening, as well as tomorrow, postseason and end of regular season action, and then everybody into sub-state next week. A few teams with losses tonight in 1A already seeing their season come to an end. Pretty crazy already to think about that here in late February. Another quick foul, so another 1-1 for Nemaha Central. Zach Kramer missed the front end a moment ago. Now it's Kramer again going to get a front end 1-1 free throw. He's got 6. Baker's got 8. Kurt Beck and Marcus Beck have combined for 25. Free throw here for Zach is rattled in. Don't forget, during our The Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, we'll pick a player to bank on, and we won't forget. It'll be brought to you by the Farmer State Bank and Onega. Lead up to 8. Second free throw for Kramer is good, and the lead is not. Lutz will come in for Baker. A little defense for offense. Big free throws there. 90 seconds to go, Justin. Still a 3-possession game. Tigers still have a pair of timeouts in their pocket, but they got to get some scoring if they want to stay in this game, and they got to get it quickly. That should have been a travel. Rocksterman gets the ball back, and then it's stolen away by Kurt Beck. Another Jeff West turnover. Their 11th one of the night. Then Rocksterman and Beck kind of tangled up. Well, you hate to see any kind of tempers or blood start brewing, because these teams are going to play again in about 4 days with a lot bigger game and a lot more on the line.
You don't want to see that kind of boil over, but again, I mean, that might be something. That game on Monday, is it Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday. Free throw didn't hit iron there by Curtis Beck.
You'll have that one, won't you?
Johnny's doing that one Tuesday night. On 92.1 right here, KMZA, the okay. Beanie Mon, Jeff West, next Tuesday night again on 92.1. I think you're doing the Nemaha Central Girls against Oskaloosa on Monday night.
Yep, I got them right here on 92.1. Again, we talked about it, 6 days in a row of broadcasting. The best time of the year. People say it's Christmas time. It's the second best time of the year when you talk about broadcast season, because, boom, baby, we got a lot of action in the next, you can go 2 weeks ago when state wrestling started, all the way until state basketball, which is still a week and a half away.
Yeah, it's crazy. The first round of the state tournament, like volleyball was this year, is going to be played on Monday and Tuesday. I absolutely hate that more than many other changes for Keisha this year. So, you know, you're going to win your sub-state on Saturday and then have no time to prepare, get ready, or celebrate, and 2 days later on Monday, you're playing your first-round state game, not even at a state tournament site.
Block shot here by Kurt Beck, the 3 by Aethon. No. But to your point, as Zach Kramer brings it across the timeline, foul's coming. And Marcus Beck will go back to the free throw line. But it's just one of those I don't understand, I guess. The situation where I get it, Keisha's trying to make sure there's not as many people in one site at one time, but when you're looking at the Tony's Pizza Event Center, the United Wireless Arena in 1A, Bramwich Coliseum,
I mean,
first free throw by Beck is good. Those places hold like 13,000 people. Tell me the last time you went to a state basketball tournament with 8 teams there, and there's 2 teams playing every 3 hours or so, and then there was 13,000 people there. I don't remember. Same thing with state wrestling. Tony's Pizza Event Center holds 10,000 people, and even when we cover state wrestling every single year, never once have I seen that place even 50% capacity.
Yeah, they don't ask me on those decisions, unfortunately.
Aren't you on some board of some that can control anything? Come on, man. We need to get you on something.
50-39, Brocksterman layup. 17 for Josh Brocksterman tonight, but a little too late, it looks like, as Nemaha Central leads it comfortably here by 9 in the final 50 seconds. And another foul, which is the 10th against Jeff West. So now Nemaha Central going into the double bonus. Brocksterman trying to rub out a potential calf cramp there, it looks like.
Because doesn't the first round of state, the highest seed, host that?
The highest seed or the best win percentage. Yeah.
I mean, again, so.
But that's not how it is this year. This year it's going to be the first round of state against the team that's closest to your geographical area in the first round of the state tournament. So, again, for leagues like the Big 7 that are dominant, you know, not gonna happen.
I just don't understand that. I mean,
again, Just seed it.
Yep.
That would help a lot.
Yep, it would, and it would make it a lot easier, because then you'd be having a game like right here. Jeff West, Nemaha, you know, separate sub-states, but now we're in the first round of state. That, I can get behind that. But it'll never happen with these two teams always in the same sub-state.
Lutz made both free throws?
Yep. No, just one.
Just one. So he's got 5 points. And it's 52-41. Emaw Central boys leading Jeff West, looking to finish off the season sweep, and a sweep here tonight in Meriden. The Tigers have pulled all their starters out of the game, all substitutions in there now. A couple guys we haven't seen yet tonight, a couple juniors, Devin Watkins and
Austin Anderson, a sophomore.
And that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Nemaha Central 52, Jeff West Boys 41. We'll wrap up our broadcast right after this here on KMZN.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 KMZA.
Back with you one final time. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding. Emaw Central boys beat Jeff West both games tonight. 42-39, the girls' final, thanks to a 30-20 Thunder second-half advantage. Emaw Central boys never trailed. They were tied at the end of one and up three at halftime, but then Emaw Central a 20-10 third quarter. That was kind of the difference. That's when they put this game away. They did it with some very efficient offense and took advantage of some high-percentage shots to pad that lead up and hold on for the 11-point win. Despite making just 10 of 21 free throws on the night for Nemaha Central, they did make 4 3-point baskets here tonight. Jeff West just 6 of 9 from the free throw line. They made 3 threes. Tigers ended up with 11 turnovers. Nemaha Central had 9 turnovers here tonight. Final score, Nemaha Central 52, Jeff West boys 41. We'll check the final stats and then get Jake's final thoughts. For Nemaha Central, the visitors, they were led by Marcus Beck with 15 points, and Curtis Beck had 12. Then it was an 8-point night for Landon Baker, 7 for Zach Kramer, and 5 for Carter Lutz. So Cole Hermish had the only 2 points off the bench. All the starters scored between 5 and 15 for the Thunder. They end their regular season 14 wins against 5 losses, 11-3, good for second, just a game behind Royal Valley in the Big 7 League. I know John Thomas talked about it before the game. That loss to Holton cost him a chance at the league title and a chance at a number 3 seed to get away from Royal Valley and some of the Big 7 League teams in sub-state. For Jeff West tonight, Josh Broxterman leads the way with 17. It was 9 for Luke Dickey, 8 for Carson Brading, and 6 for Garrett Athon, and that's it. Only 4 guys scored for Jeff West. They end up 7-10 through the regular season and just 5-6 in the Big 7 League. Final thoughts, Jake, as we wrap up our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, commercial, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know.
I think that this game was on paper. Like, it turned out exactly how we expected when you look at it on paper. Nemaha Central girls winning, Nemaha Central boys winning. But what I think that we saw tonight was a couple of teams that, yeah, they wanted to be playing tonight, but it wasn't all out there tonight. I think that we expected that a little bit too, especially in this guys' game. I think Jeff West decided to go man the whole time. That's completely opposite of what they normally do. They normally play a lot of zone. I think that that's going to be an interesting way looking at this game next week because, again, Jeff West's zone is going to make, you know, a night like Marcus Beck had tonight look a little bit different because, you know, you're going to have multiple guys guarding the post contrary to just one-on-one. And you're not going to have the cutting availability like Nemaha Central had tonight. Don't get me wrong, the Thunder played phenomenal tonight, and they made a great adjustment in the second half offensively. Now, what we'll see next week between these two teams, I'm excited to hear how it goes down because I think that, you know, Jeff West is able to beat this Nemaha Central team, and as Nemaha Central's proved it twice this year, they could beat this Jeff West team. But we said it in the girls' game, and we'll say it here for the guys' game. How difficult is it to beat one team three times in 1 year? It's very difficult. So this Jeff West team, you know, they're going to throw out all the stops when it comes to next Tuesday's game. If you're Coach John Thomas, you're Nemaha Central, you're happy with the win, you're happy with finishing second in the league, you're happy with getting that 14th win of the year, but your goal is not done yet. You need to find a way to win this game, and then you got to look at what you got coming up next, and you got Roll Valley all likelihood after that as well. So this is a phenomenal night of basketball. It was needed for both these teams, kind of keep that grease going on the gears. We'll see how Tuesday night pans out between these two.
How about our player to bank on tonight? That's brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega.
No doubt about it. Marcus Beck, phenomenal outing for him tonight. He brought it on the offensive side. Defensively, impressed me even more. He was constantly in the face of Josh Brockstrom, Luke Dickey, and then maybe more importantly, I think him and his twin brother Curtis frustrated Garrett Athon early in the ball game and consistently throughout the game. Garrett Athon's a player that if you get in his head early and he gets a foul trouble early, he doesn't make much of a factor in the game, whereas tonight was a prime example of that. He got taken out early. They couldn't get going. Both those boys did a phenomenal job, and Marcus played stellar offensively, defensively, and one of the quiet leaders. Again, you talked about this team being very lackadaisical, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but just really nonchalant, I should say, is probably a better way of phrasing it. Just sits back, and, man, they hang up 52 points in another win.
Final score, 52-41. Nemaha Central boys win it, and they win the girls' game as well, 42-39. That'll wrap it up for us. Plenty more basketball tomorrow night. We'll just do state wrestling coverage on Saturday, and then six nights consecutively of sub-state postseason basketball coming up next week. Follow it all online with the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Kirk Kilman and Jake Spalding, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.